We'll start off in Bahrain, where the number of casualties from the government and Saudi crackdown continues to rise as the fourth person dies of the wounds sustained in government attacks on protesters. An opposition MP said nearly 60 people were still unaccounted for. Several people were killed after Bahraini and Saudi troops crushed a peaceful sit-in protest at Manama's Pearl Square. The Bahraini government declared a state of emergency to curb the protesters. It also tore down the symbolic monument at Pearl Square, which has been the focal point of weeks of anti-government protests. But the protesters came out onto the streets in defiance on Friday. This as the country's opposition has called for protest vigils on Saturday. Earlier, we had a talk with Sheikh Ali Salman of the Al-Wifaq Society in Manama. He elaborated on the demands of the Bahraini protesters.
We are demand for a civil state where the state is belong the law. Under the law, everybody should be under the law. There is a free election between time to time, every 4 days, 4 years. The prime minister must not continually more than 8 years. This kind of system, and as a symbol, let me say, we are looking for a Western democratic to our country where the freedom is open for everybody. This is kind of regime, it can continually with an institution monarchy where what we are demand now. Opposition is at least 60% of the people with the opposition. We will not accept that kind of regime more than now or from now. We will not accept it. You can't kill us. You can't put us in the prison. But we will not accept it. We will not share in this system.
We earlier talked to Johnny Miller, a freelance journalist with Press TV, who has been expelled from Bahrain.
I was allowed into the country, although all our equipment was taken, camera equipment, satellite equipment was confiscated at the airport. We got a camera there and we filmed and reported all day. We then went to a press conference later that evening, yesterday evening, where I was separated from the press pack, taken into a room and ordered to leave the country by the Undersecretary from the Ministry of Information. When the Saudi troops came in, you felt that people were on the cusp of something really special, on the cusp of real democratic reform. Going back yesterday, things had changed. I mean, the tactics used by the government of killing innocent protesters, clearing Pearl Square, has spread a lot of fear. Amongst people, they're still incredibly defiant. There's no doubt that there are serious human rights abuses being committed by the Bahraini authorities on activists and opposition figures right now in order to try and scare the protesters. Doctors have told me themselves that they have been consistently attacked because they're seen as part of the opposition. I've also heard reports that of bodies being taken from the hospital. One funeral I went to yesterday of a man. It was written on his death certificate that he was hit by a car because now the head of the main hospital in Manama is a military man. So there's some serious human rights abuses going on in that regard as well.
Thousands of Iraqis have demonstrated in the southern city of Basra to protest Saudi Arabia's invasion of Bahrain.
People of Basra took to the streets, Asian, and to support Bahrainis with all they have.
Local government officials and clerics also took part in the rally, which came a day after similar protests in the capital, Baghdad, and the holy city of Najaf. In London, too, people have gathered in front of the Bahraini embassy, angered at Bahrain's escalating crisis and the deployment of Saudi troops to the country. Also, later on Friday, hundreds of people gathered outside the Saudi consulate in Iran's northeastern city of Mashhad to protest the killing of Bahrainis by Saudi and UAE forces. Anti-Saudi protests were also held in Iran's capital, Tehran, and several Saudi Arabian cities. Bahrain has intensified the clampdown on opposition protesters with support from Saudi and UAE troops and army. Several people have been killed and a number of opposition leaders arrested.
The people of Basra